Everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and we are witnessing the controlled collapse of the global economy. As we have been for quite some time, we are seeing more and more developments come out that show us that we are on the brink of something historic. This out of Gateway Pundit, it says, Biden economy, 41% of small businesses can't pay rent this month. Now, there's a whole bunch of reasons behind this, from inflation to gas prices to not just like the inflation from printing currency. We're also seeing prices skyrocket due to supply chain issues. And we're witnessing people move, countries around the world move out of the dollar into the new BRICS system, and they're stocking up gold, and we are witnessing the end of an empire. The pound is down 40% of the year. The euro is reaching parity or is below parity in some cases with the dollar, and the dollar, once we see the pound and the euro go down, the dollar is absolutely doomed. We see Saudi Arabia agreeing to join BRICS. That's a death nail in the coffin of the dollar. And with a bunch of emerging economies collapsing at this moment, there is no doubt that we are at the beginning of a very slippery slope for this global currency and the move into a new one. And I mentioned quite some time ago, this article at a Zero Hedge, I believe it was, yeah, back in August, I reported on this, and we saw this in the UK. It says, how in the name of God shocked Europeans post astronomical energy bills as terrifying winter approaches. We're seeing what happened over there earlier this year happen and start to happen in the United States. And we also have this article today out of Bloomberg. It says, Lagarde says would be surprised if Eurozone inflation has peaked. Too much uncertainty to call top for price gains, she says. Not says protracted period may be needed to meet price goal. And the Fed, on top of that in the U.S., is talking about how we could see about 20 million jobs lost as they fight inflation, even though their fight against inflation involves more inflation. We are in backwards, upside down world. And at the same time, we see this out of the Nikkei in Asia. It says China thought to be stockpiling gold to cut greenback dependence. Buying of metal is at its fastest pace since the 1960s. So we are witnessing a massive global move. And very soon, well, we're already seeing the effect on the dollar, but very soon, we will see something that no one in our lifetime has had the unfortunate circumstances to see. So we're going to go into this and much more today, because all the things we're seeing happening in Europe and the UK, you know, earlier on this year is now happening in the US. And we have a view into the future of what this is going to look like. So in this video, we're going to break that down and much more. So I urge people to stick around to the end. We have a lot to unpack here. But before we do, make sure to check those links below. Check out KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM, and you will get really good deals on gold and silver. I urge people to go and buy gold and silver in this historic time. It's very important in the face of what we're seeing. We are seeing a reset. And, you know, being able to ensure your wealth is incredibly important. And you can get a bunch of free special reports if you go to the site, and you can go and buy gold, and you can go and sign up over at the Kirk Elliott's site, who, by the way, he's an author of about 11 books. He's done amazing stuff over the years and is very well respected. You can sign up and you can get a consultation essentially on how to liquidate your IRA into physical gold, how to deal with your 401k in gold, all that different stuff. And I urge people to do this before it's too late, because of course the money in your bank is not going to mean anything in the face of inflation and a cashless society, because I'm guessing most of you aren't compliant slaves. So you will be treated as a slave to the banking system, unfortunately. So get on that now. Check that link in the description of this video. Very important to mobilize people going forward to take these precautions. And of course, finally, we have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. We have heirloom seeds. We have water filtration and storage. We have books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M. And you get free shipping on much of these products. And again, this is so important. They are control collapsing the supply chain. They're destroying the energy grid. They are doing everything they can to force you into dependence to them. So don't allow them to win over you. This is a war against humanity, and we must be independent to win this war. So again, people say, oh, well, 72 serving entry kit, $183.99. It's expensive. No, it isn't. Think of how much you'd usually be spending on 72 servings of food. And as I've said many times before, I always urge people to go for the 3-month combo kit because, again, you're saving money on it. And that's the minimum amount recommended to most people in the face of a collapse of a supply chain to have about 3 months of food backed up. This is the bottom line, my friends. You need to go and do this because going forward, you won't have an opportunity when the shelves are empty, and they will empty out eventually. Again, go to heavensharvest.com and use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get a bunch of good deals on there with that. Anyway, let's get into this. So this out of the Gateway Pundit, it says, Biden economy, 41% of small businesses can't pay rent this month. This is exactly what we saw in the UK several months ago. And at that time, we were seeing astronomical bills. I mean, we're talking little tiny, small businesses paying 9,836 euros, or in the case of the UK, some places paying 60,000, 70,000 pounds. It is absolutely abhorrent what they've done to us. And then they come in and Truss at the time, it was in about 45 days. She came in to with this like this approach to allegedly get rid of these problems by printing 150 billion pounds to offset the costs. And then she took down the regulations around fracking, and then Sunak came in and immediately went back on that. Again, the things that they're utilizing to stop inflation are causing more inflation, like the Inflation Reduction Act, for example. Again, we saw this in the UK. Now we're seeing it in the US, and we're seeing the rail strikes in the US. And we'll get into all that later. But let's get into this article regarding the US first. So it says, the Biden economy keeps getting worse, but the Dems know that if they can't ever lose an election, they can do whatever they want to destroy the United States of America. Only a couple of days ago, TGP reported that thanks to the Biden administration's America killing policies, business activity is slumping across the country. And by the way, I do want to point out that this is by design. They want to collapse their own empire because they can then flawlessly move into the new one. And that new one is a great reset. It is the Chinese world order. And it's not China itself that's running it. It's the BRICS world economy. It is technocracy. It's a model of China on a global scale, though we do see people standing up in China in the streets. Hopefully that gets that actually gets some leeway. But anyway, carrying on, it says, we learned a day before that, on Thanksgiving, that the cost of turkey dinner got much more expensive than a year ago. The price of a Thanksgiving turkey dinner increased by 20% over the prior year. Yes, and if you actually look at the overall inflation numbers, they're totally wrong. You have to actually look at shadow stats, John Williams shadow stats, which calculates inflation by the 1980 standards, which show that inflation is closer to around 20%, and many things are up 400%, depending on what industry you're dealing with. Continues here. It says, just the news reported on the latest numbers from small businesses. The results are terrible and getting worse. Small businesses are struggling to stay alive with expenses increasing drastically due to Biden inflation. The number of small businesses unable to pay their rent has increased the past few months. More than 40% of U.S. small business owners say they couldn't pay rent on time or in full for the month of November, the highest this year. The Small Business Network Group, Alignable, released the survey, which found that the hardship varies by industry. A notable 57% of beauty salons said they couldn't make rent, as well as 45% of gyms, 44% of retail, and 44% of restaurants. The restaurant industry was already dealing with a lot of issues before 2020, by the way. But of course, 2020 didn't help when they printed 25% of all currency ever in existence in 1 month. It says, and I quote, making matters worse, this occurred during a quarter when more money should be coming in and rent delinquency rates should be decreasing, Alignable said. But so far this quarter, the opposite has been true. Well, yes, and we're seeing a collapse of the housing market too. So it's going to absolutely wipe out the landlords at the same time as wiping out the tenants. And, you know, we're going to see a lot of people on the streets in the coming year. And it's really sad because it's totally avoidable, but it's done on purpose because debt slavery is one of the best ways they can control us. And then they could come in with their new system of governance and economic governance or cashless society to keep people compliant. And their compliance will be the currency in that system with carbon credits and a social credit. Continues here. It says, this latest report continues a steady increase in businesses that can't pay rent this year. And I quote, last month, rent delinquency rates increased 7 percentage points from 30% in September to 37% in October, Alignable said. And now in November, that rate is another 4 percentage points higher, reaching a new high across a variety of industries. Business owners cite a range of reasons for the difficulty making rent, including higher rent costs and lower revenue, but 60% cite inflation. Well, all those things combined, it's all exacerbated. I mean, if inflation goes up, businesses have to raise their prices, less people are able to afford it, and then they have to lay off employees, and then those people can't spend money into the economy, and it just continues to go in a circle until it completely collapses. So it says here at the end of this article, what a mess the Biden gang has got us in. It's so bad, it must be intentional. Well, it is, but I wouldn't just say Biden. Yes, Biden is a pedophile, psychopath, you know, demented moron. But point is, you think he's writing policies? No, he's the face of the demoralization of the public. And George Orwell went into that much in his books about the idea of the way to, like, before we see a civilization collapse, they have the demoralization of the public with their leaders. And the same thing with Trudeau in Canada, same thing with Macron in France, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Definitely with Sunak as well. And look, the idea is that they say it's Biden that's doing all this stuff. But it's a Federal Reserve. It's the so-called deep state. It's the psychopathic pedophile Satanists that are, you know, telling every government in the world what to do. And it's clear that that's the case because every government is doing the same things at the same time. And on top of that, we have this out of Europe. It says Lagarde says she would be surprised if Eurozone inflation has peaked. Of course, it's not peaked. Of course, it's going to get crazier. And of course, we are going to see the European Union collapse as well as, you know, the UK and eventually the US. That is the plan. It's the point of all these things. It's a point of all these climate policies that are exacerbating this issue. It's a point of printing all this money. For a while, they control us with money and weaken us and make us dependent by printing a bunch of currency and making people more and more impoverished and normalizing it all the time. And eventually, when the currency goes down, they utilize that to move into a new system of governance because people are dependent and terrified, essentially. And they're pushed into that next system of tyranny, which will be the cashless society and transhumanism, technocracy. BRICS is what they're really building up right now. It says this out of Nikkei Asia. It says China thought to be stockpiling gold to cut greenback dependence. Of course they are. And they've been doing it for years. Meanwhile, other countries like Canada sold all their gold years ago. I confronted the finance minister at that time, Bill Morneau, back in 2016, face to face about that, 2 days before he went to Bilderberg and came back and made all these crazy policies for CBDCs. And again, Venezuela did the same thing right before they went into hyperinflation. Meanwhile, the empires that are being built up to be the replacements, they are stocking up on gold. What does that tell you, my friends? It means that you should be doing the same thing. And again, I believe that people should be buying gold and silver, and I believe people should be getting into privacy coins to offset the surveillance of the government under technocracy in the cashless society. So things like Monero and Epic Cash and Light Cash, those are very, very useful in the face of this. So again, this isn't investment advice, but I urge people, again, with this gold thing, check that Kirk Elliott link in the description. Buy gold and silver now. Get your consultation. Get your money out of the banking system as much as humanly possible, because this is going to get ugly. And then on top of that, buy Monero and buy Epic Cash. And Epic Cash is based on the Mimblewimble protocol. It's a very good privacy coin. And buy Light Cash, which is also on the Mimblewimble protocol. These things will help, I believe, in my opinion, again, not investment advice, I believe will help protect us in the face of all this so that we still have a black market, aka a free market, where we can actually trade goods for services. Anyway, moving on, this out of Zero Hedge, it says U.S. nuclear reactors among the oldest in the world. We're seeing the collapse of the energy grid in the U.S. to a scale that we have never seen in history, and all by design, of course. And that also destroys the supply chain and then forces us into ration lines and into carbon credit systems and the cashless society. And we're seeing all the stuff that happened again in Europe earlier this year, and now has been exacerbated to the point of blackouts and the potential of people freezing to death in the winter. Now we're seeing that begin in the US just a little bit later. Just like the economy, we'll see those economies go down before the US, but we will see the US economy go down. We just have to have a window into watching how other people suffer first. This out of Zero Hedge as well. It says the diesel crunch is finally causing demand destruction. Absolutely. The destruction of demand right now regarding these obvious tools to bring, you know, food to the shelves across the country. And again, one of the biggest parts of the economy, that the supply chain, the truckers, they've been going through a lot over the last year and a half, 2 years especially. But on top of that, we have to remember that in California, they pushed for this gig work law regarding truckers and got rid of 70,000 trucks on the highway in the face of a supply chain collapse. If that isn't on purpose, I don't know what is. And then the diesel shortage is at 25 days, as I've been reporting for quite some time now. Again, it's usually 45 to 50 days. Now, people keep saying, well, shouldn't we have run out by now? No, that's not the point. It's not that we are going to completely run out. It's that there's a shortage which doubles prices or triples prices, and it exacerbates the issue, and it means no food on the shelves. People don't understand that. They're like, well, you said 25 days. It's been 30 days. Yes. It's 25 days supply. It's 25 days supply. And sometimes it goes down to 20 and even 15, depending on the week. That is absolutely destructive. So again, there's going to be comments in the description or especially on BitChute. There's going to be comments of people trolling robots, essentially, because they comment like within 20 seconds of my video but being published, like a bunch of them. And it's always like the same thing, saying, well, you said this would have happened by now. No, I didn't. I said it would begin being exacerbated. The currencies are collapsing. They have been collapsing since the Shemitah in September, on September 26th. It's not going to happen all in one day. This is a period of time that it's elapsed over, and the diesel shortage continues and is not getting any better right now. This out of Natural News, it says union representing 36,000 railroad workers reject White House broker deal, increasing risk of a December strike. Just in harvest season, as I've been reporting for months, this is absolutely destructive. And we're seeing it everywhere. We're seeing rail strikes in France. We're seeing it in the UK. We're seeing it in Spain. We're seeing it in Australia. This is what I'm talking about. All these things happen in all these places at the same time for a reason. It's all about collapsing the Western Empire and moving into the new system, which is the Middle East, China, Russia, etc. This out of Zero Hedge, million passengers are stranded as Australian rail strike begins. Again, food won't get to the shelf. Again, fuel won't get to the gas stations. Again, that will exacerbate the issue for truckers to ship, which means that they won't make as much money and they won't be able to afford, like they have to pay way more for diesel. They have to pay way more for the shipping costs. And therefore, the prices go up. And then there's less food on the shelves. And it's not worth it to a lot of truckers, just like it's not worth it to a lot of farmers to be working right now, because the inflation is being exacerbated. The fertilizer crisis, which is being hit by the government and all these climate restrictions, all these things are snowballing at the exact same time. And again, all by design. It has to be, because no one could be so stupid as to in any government to actually do all these things at the same time as this crisis looms. So again, there's a reason for all this. And the end goal, as I've said in so many cases, is that cashless society with carbon credits that will muzzle you like the face diapers in 2020 and 2021. It will absolutely destroy what we know as a free market today. There's very little left of a free market anyway. But the idea, this has been going on for a long time. In India, they gave out free bank accounts back in 2014. And the idea was to get people on a cashless society and utilize a country that is mostly gold-oriented and based in black markets, aka free markets. And they did the test run there with Modi. Didn't really work, but they are finding new ways of doing this. They don't have to convince anyone of some climate hoax. All they have to do is say, your electricity is going to go up in price, or your gas prices are going to skyrocket, or your water prices are going to skyrocket, and they're going to be intermittently shutting down. And therefore, you are a bad person if you use too much carbon, which is absurd, obviously. And therefore, everyone needs to get on this standard to offset the amount of carbon we utilize and, you know, have a score based on it. So everyone loves video games, so they'll love getting that high score and making sure that they could go out and eat more than their neighbor, and they'll snitch out on their neighbor. I mean, the whole idea is utilizing what they did with the vaccine passes for this cashless society. So it's perfect. The economy going down at the same time as the housing market collapsing, at the same time as the supply chain and the energy grid collapsing, at the same time as wars, at the same time as they go after guns, at the same time as civil discourse causing civil war. order out of chaos, my friends. They come in with a new system. This out of Zero Hedge, as I mentioned many times, Canadian bank launches credit card linked to carbon emissions. And they said, because we are facing potential mandates for carbon credits in bank apps, we have to do this. They say it's Visa and a lot of it's going to be monitoring a lot of Canadians on what they buy, and it'll decide the carbon credit score, and that'll decide what they're allowed to buy in the future and how much they're allowed to heat their home and et cetera. They're doing the same thing in Australia. They're doing the same thing in Europe. They're going to be, they've already been doing that to some degree in Spain when I was there earlier this year, with their restrictions on air conditioning and now on heating. Same with in Switzerland. This is all the Great Reset agenda, and they've been talking about this for many years. And with COP27 and, of course, the G20 and APEC, all these world leaders are coming together dressed like Klaus Schwab, essentially, and talking about how they will indeed do this. So remember, you heard me talking about this years ago in many cases, many of you anyway. And now it's happening, and I'm not trying to take a victory lap here, but it is blatant. It's clear as day. In the UK, they already have a whole government nudge unit. It says out of the expose, UK government nudge unit is working with banks to implement social credit system disguised as carbon guilt trip tracker. And they're literally using Professor Susan Michie, who was involved in the COVID propaganda for vaccines, masks, and lockdowns. Amazing. Because it's all part of the same thing. The World Economic Forum said themselves, they bragged on their own website that if they got everyone to comply with lockdowns, masks, and vaccines, they can get everyone to comply with climate lockdowns and carbon credits, which we were reporting on years ago. As we said, that would be the next step. It was the most obvious step because with the collapse of an economy, they can put smart meters on your home and tell the government how much gas, electricity, and water you're using. Again, you won't own property. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy, they say. And it'll determine your carbon credit score on your cashless bank account, which will be tied to the new world reserve currency, though for a while it'll be tied to the CBDC at the Fed. And that will determine, you know, how much food rations you can get, how much you could drive on the Bill Gates highways, how much you can go into restaurants and stores. And it's easier to convince people of this than the vaccine pass. I don't think people realize how dangerous this is. They literally have a bunch of banks already utilizing carbon credits. Now, they're not mandatory yet. Yeah. Remember when masks weren't mandatory yet? Remember when vaccines weren't mandatory yet and that they wouldn't ever make it mandatory? And then they did. We're going to witness the same thing. That was a litmus test, my friends. That was a litmus test and an IQ test, obviously. But a lot of us won that battle. But a lot of people are going to lose this one because they will need food for their family. They will need to be able to provide some kind of welfare for their children or for their grandchildren. And that is what they're utilizing. It's psychology. It's a social construct. So what social media has been utilized for so long, the idea of, you know, getting a mass groupthink happening instead of thinking about your successes in life and your accomplishments, people just want to get likes and shares and support from the crowd on places like Facebook, on Twitter, etc. This is extremely dangerous. And this is what they've been utilizing to brainwash and normalize people into this new system of governance, which will happen. We can't stop it from happening, but what we can do, and it'll lose eventually. They will lose. Good overcomes evil eventually. But while it's happening, it's all about what we can do to protect ourselves, what we can do to mobilize humanity itself against this technocratic monetary tyranny. China's stocking up on gold. Of course they are. Of course they are. The U.S. has lost most of their gold reserves. Of course they have. Of course they have. My point is, the economy has been meant to crater for a long time. They just utilized it over the years. They're not trying to save it. They just utilized it over the years in order to get to benefit as much as they humanly can off of it. So, and I shouldn't say humanly because these people aren't even human. So what I'm saying is, you know, you go back and you look at how technocratic Marxism was formed in the 1910s. And I have a whole speech on this coming out right away for subscribers only, by the way, on places like Rockfin, where you could subscribe at World Alternative Media. It costs $9.99 a month, and also on Patreon and Subscribestar to those who pledge $4.99 a month and up, 45-minute speech on how this has all elapsed over time, the history of this and where they're going and what we can do about it. And it's super extended, 15 minutes, just focused on what we can do to save ourselves. No affiliates, no pushing people to get storable food, though I think that's extremely important. People get annoyed over it, but I just want people to be better off and save themselves versus what is coming at them. So if I could save a few lives just pushing people over the line to actually do something about all this, then I feel secure in what I've done. So again, you can find that whole speech coming up. It was from Mariposa Freedom Festival, which I spoke at the other day here in Mexico. But they, going back, Henry Kissinger met with Mao Zedong to create an official alliance with China in the face of starvation that was happening in China. They saved their economy. They propped them up. They gave them a monopoly on trade. And then fast forward, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was the Secretary of Defense under Jimmy Carter, created the Trilateral Commission and called for a technocratic superstate, utilizing China economically as a guinea pig state. And now here we are today. Zero COVID policy, social credit, cashless society, facial recognition in the streets, just absolute control over their internet usage, WeChat, etc. It is the agenda that they're playing out going forward. And of course, Klaus Schwab just acknowledged that. We recently did a video on it. In a CGTN video, it's a Chinese channel. He did an interview and he acknowledged China is a role model for the Great Reset and that he respects China and their development over the years. Development into complete technocratic tyranny, which is exactly what they want. And then Yuval Noah Harari, who of course is Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, has also said, hey, he wants to depopulate the world, use economic powers against people, make people dependent, and placate the people that are left with drugs and distract them with video games. That is the agenda, and they say that themselves. This isn't some conspiracy theory. And it's hilarious to me when people say it's a conspiracy theory. Everyone had Build Back Better around the world in their political campaigns, which is literally a slogan from the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab says he's infiltrated almost every cabinet member in Canada, for example. It's all about pushing the dominoes over so that people are scared, dependent, terrified, don't know what to do, can't help themselves because there's no food on the shelves, can't heat their home in the winter, can't cool it in the summer. So they attach themselves to the government. No matter what their ideology is, they'll sell their soul because they need food, they need water, they need shelter, and they need someone to protect them. But who are they protecting them from? Themselves. This is a war on humanity, my friends. And as I've said so many times before, if there's a war on humanity, the solution is to be more independent, be more empathetic, be more human. So as we face down this Tower of Babel, and oh yeah, it's the Tower of Babel. And I recently went in Basel, Switzerland, to the Bank for International Settlements building, which is literally modeled after the Tower of Babel, just like the European Union building. It's insanity. It's plain sight. They want us to know. They want us to know what's happening, because they think that no one will actually do anything about it. The solution is not to be violent. The solution is not to have a war. Revolutions always lead to more government. The war is within. It's within you. As an individual, it's within you. Because this is a war on humanity, you need to be more human, which means you need to be more independent and free, which means that you cannot be controlled by them because they utilize your dependence and weakness in order to gain control over you from the economy, the housing market, the supply chain, the energy grid, the social construct, all of the above. So that's why I urge people, again, go buy gold and silver. We have that Kirk Elliott link in the description. And you could liquidate your IRAs into physical gold, or you can put it into one of his facilities. So I always urge people to hold their gold and silver. Get out of the banking system. Get out of big cities. Move to the country and have like a bit of a community around you. I don't mean like you've lost the war if you're just by yourself in the middle of nowhere with no one to ever talk to. Essentially, the government has then pushed you into complete isolation, and that's not good for humans. One of the best things in life is family, friends, love, community, independence. So it's good to move into a smaller community. Out of big cities, though, for sure. And with that, you need to stockpile. We have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods, non-GMO. We have heirloom seeds. We have water filtration and storage because they are poisoning the water. We have books on how to get started. Again, use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of those products in the United States. And even if you're not in the United States, I still urge you to use code WAM because it helps keep you alive and us alive at the same time. And you're saving money overall on it. It's very important to acknowledge that. We also have whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods. You save a bunch of money if you go through us on there. That's very important as well. You have options to pick from for sure. And then, of course, going forward, we have a whole bunch of other ways that you can save yourself. We have a Tower Garden Project link in the description where you can get tower gardens, grow lights, all that kind of stuff so you can grow inside if they ever try to sabotage your harvest if you're growing outside. We need backups, and we just need as many plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G as we can. And of course, we also have our link for Lion Energy, where you can get batteries, you can get solar panels, you can get solar chargers. Again, using our link, you save a bunch of money if you go through us, and you get free shipping and 100% money back guarantee. This isn't about some climate change stuff. This can help you get off the government grid. Because think about it for a second. People are dependent on the government grid. These private companies are just contracting with the government. But the government can shut it down whenever they want. The government can shut down the water anytime they want. Again, stock up on huge amounts of water, stock up on batteries, stock up on solar panels, stock up on storable foods. All those links are in the description. There's no excuses at this point other than, oh, well, I can't afford it right now. Save up, my friends. This is as the currency goes down, the value of the currency goes down, the price of food will go up, and it's only getting worse by the day. So again, get on this while you still can. I don't know how much time we have left. No one does. I just know that what we are witnessing, we will see this come to a very abrupt close, and it's not going to be pretty. So again, check those links in the description. Can't even talk. Anyway, if I could get as many people as possible to protect themselves and their families and their grandkids or their grandparents or their parents or whatever it might be, their friends, it makes me feel good because I know that something has been done to save humanity. And again, some of these things I literally make $0 off of. A lot of these affiliate commissions are $0 and 0 cents. Seriously. I'm doing this because I want people to mobilize. And again, in a war on humanity, I want people like you fighting alongside me to build a new civilization. We should be so proud to be able to write the books instead of just read them. And as long as we prepare, we can write those books. Anyway, finishing it off, we have other options here. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril Online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17. There we recently interviewed John Richardson Jr., the son of Dr. John Richardson. I urge you to check it out regarding the potential cures for cancer. Very important stuff. And of course, as far as health goes, we have the late great Dr. Zelenko's vitamins and supplements in the description below. You can get Z-Stack Kids, Z-Detox, and Z-Flu. And again, you save a bunch of money if you go through our link in the description, and you get free shipping and high levels of vitamins in those capsules. Very much more like than you're going to find at a GNC store. So good to stock up on that too and support an amazing company started by an amazing person who died speaking out earlier this year. And finally, as far as your savings and your retirement, I urge people to check the link below for Tim Pachote. We have a Bitly link in the description. Tim Pachote, the Liberty Advisor, certified financial planner. He has been speaking out against a great reset and keeping his clients' money safe for quite some time. He's totally red-pilled. And you can find the link in the description for him where you'll get a free initial consultation, a free portfolio review. And again, check out that link for KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM. That will give you a bunch of good deals on a bunch of free special reports and allow you to easily move into gold and silver flawlessly in a way that you feel secure and you have an expert talking to you about getting that into your hands. So check that link, and we're going to close it off there. Appreciate everyone watching. Again, we have so much coming up. We have interviews coming up, a lot more in the near future. We need to keep speaking out and live by example, live freely always. And you guys help us do that by helping support independent media because it helps wake people up. So we have a gogetfunding.com, a Patreon, and a Subscribestar link in the description. Imagine if everyone just gave $1 a month. If everyone watching this, millions of people a month, $1 a month, we would overtake mainstream media overnight. It's all about that support, and we truly appreciate those who are. And again, we have my full speech, 45 minutes from Mariposa Freedom Festival, going up soon over at the at Rockfin at World Alternative Media and on Patreon and Subscribestar. And again, we have many other ways to help support us. We have Bitcoin and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you can donate in if you please, including Monero, the privacy coin, Litecash, Pirate Chain, other privacy coins. And then we also have Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash. And we have an Epic Fund Me campaign in the description below as well, where you can donate in Epic Cash, the privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol. And you can find out more about them at Epic Cash Community on Telegram. That's Epic Cash Community. I'm not paid by them. I just support what they do. And finally, we have a Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise. You can find us on Telegram at World Alternative Media, Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements. And of course, you can join our newsletter, www.imband.com. That is a good way for us to be able to get a hold of you. And then, of course, we're on band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, Float.app, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. We're on Parler at Josh F. Sigurdsson. And we're on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media. And all the major podcast platforms from Spotify to Apple Podcasts to Google Podcasts to Podbean, etc. Links in the description. I appreciate everyone watching today. Get prepared now, my friends. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.